Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about Angela Rayner, the former Deputy Prime Minister with a special responsibility for housing. Well, she's like Secretary of State for Housing or something as well. The one who resigned in disgrace because she's caught being a tax cheat by evading £40,000 stamp duty on her £1 million house in Brighton, in addition to a grace and favour flat at Admiralty Arch, in addition to the home that she owns in Ashton-under-Lyne, her constituency near Manchester. So she's the most consequential person in the Labour Party. She's the real leader of the party, more so than Keir Starmer. She's the darling of the grassroots. And as I said, shocking, horrifying, nauseating though it is, she's going to be Prime Minister. But she might not last long. Why did she throw Sir Keir Starmer a lifeline? Because she's so puissant, if she'd pushed him, he would have fallen. Okay, it was really unclear whether he was going to survive on Monday. I thought he would. I was correct. You know, saved at the end of this week, saved at the end of February, almost certainly. Obviously, the longer we go on, the less likely it is. But I mean, 8th of March, I think that's departure day for Sir Keir. 2 weeks today, there's that Gordon Denton by-election. But why did she save him? Why did she come out and publicly advocate for him? Because, okay, his misjudgments. Angela Rayner, you're guilty of that too. You're in the cabinet. She said that you warned him, but you didn't resign over the appointment of Mandelson. And you could have got rid of Sir Keir and made him pay the price for screwing up very, very badly indeed, but you didn't. So the fact that we have someone like that as Prime Minister is directly her fault. But I know she's thick in the academic sense, got some low cunning, because His Majesty's Revenue Customs Service is reporting on her affairs. And some Labour MPs are inclined to vote for her, but say we couldn't. Supposing Sir Keir had fallen this week, okay, leadership contest. Where's Streeting? Angela Rayner, those are the front runners. I won't go into the riders. Some people say we can't vote for her because if we do, she becomes leader, therefore prime minister. And the trouble is, she's prime minister. What if HMRC reports next month? We conclude that Mrs. Rayner lied to evade stamp duty. Okay, she's a tax cheat. Then it'd be almost impossible to keep her as prime minister. It'd be a gift to Conservatives and Reform UK. There'd be mutiny in the Labour Party and so on. So that's why Angela Rayner says, okay, the time is not right. She's going to bide her time and wait for a more favourable moment when, for her, hopefully the HMRC report comes saying that she is vindicated, she did nothing wrong. Okay, now that happened with Greater Manchester Police a couple of years ago when they were in opposition, when, of course, she exercised that Thatcherite right to buy up a council flat, but she wasn't even living there. And she was subletting it to a brother, and she was even registered to vote somewhere else. So Greater Manchester Police investigated it and concluded there was no case to answer. So it's just the Mancunian police being prejudiced towards Labour. The police is a far left organisation. You can see the blatant two-tier policing, absolutely hammering people, human rights activists. But when it comes to, you know, far left thugs, they're completely on their side. That woman who stove in a police officer's face and stuff like that. People trying to save little children will be criminalised. I've seen them brutalised. Sickening. Police violence against unarmed demonstrators, but they will obviously take the side of terrorists, of child sex abusers against the innocent, and that's the Labour Party writ large, really. So the public sector—they've been studying this and show the public sector is institutionally left-wing. There's a blatant prejudice, and okay, you could be a left-winger who's still objective, who does your job in a bipartisan or sort of an even-handed manner, but it's less likely. And public sector we know is left wing, Manchester we know is left wing, police all under a 67. I mean, the younger you are, the more left wing you are, all the rest of it. They all have to have degrees. Those who've attended university, we know much more left wing, all the rest of it. And the same with HMRC. So they're probably a letter off the hook again. So that's why she's waiting, allowing Sir Keir start enough rope with which to hang himself. Now, West treating as misplayed his hand. And so he's become less popular. He seemed traitorous by briefing against Starmer, by trying to backstab him. But whereas Angela Rayner seems to be loyal and going for party unity, so this is actually helping her case. But there was that website, Angela for Leader, that went live in January, taken down after one day. Because it's linked to her address, very likely it was her office. Maybe it was an over-enthusiastic staffer, was, you know, jumped the gun. So that's why I think that she's waiting her time. and that's why, unfortunately, she's going to win. I really don't want her to win. I mean, I detest both of them. They're both absolutely evil and despicable. But, Wes Streeting is at least clever. He wouldn't be quite such an embarrassment on the world stage. And the Labour leaders I could live with, Shabana Mahmood, I have some respect for, wanting to stop illegal immigration. Liz Kendall has actually spoken common sense on learned helplessness and the parasitical benefits class, who see being on benefits as a career path, and it's that's the family business. David Lammy is intelligence. Who else is there that I wouldn't mind even that much? Maybe that's the lot that I could just live with. Maybe even Lucy Pohl. There we go. What do you think? Why did Angela Rayner save him? Because she had the power to defenestrate him. But opportunity knocks. Her cunning plan may not pan out. What if he starts to do better than people thought? But what if they pull off a miracle and, against all expectation, they win that Gordon by-election 2 Thursdays from now? But what if they manage to regain Holyrood? What if they manage to hold on to the Senate in Wales? What if they outperform expectations of the English local elections? Will people think that things are going better? And I had credited Wes Streeting with some progress in the National Health Service, but I've read it's all a smoker's mirrors trick. They're just massaging the statistics rather roughly. They're just lying. It's going back to the Labour government of the Blair Brown years, where it's all about spin. And I didn't think that they would tell barefaced lies about the data, about who's getting treated and how many people are on waiting lists and stuff like that, or having to get on a list to get on a list. And so that's what they do, is they make it appear as though people are being treated faster or whatever, or will treat the easiest cases first to get the numbers down, even though that's actually worse for public health. And that's just so typical for him, who deeply doesn't care, who will tell these sob stories about his childhood in penury, but actually doesn't want to do anything to help people. So it's monstrous what Labour is doing. The sexual violence they're deliberately committing against children, the genocide at home and abroad. So they're an utterly wicked, detestable, satanic party. I mean, obviously, I'd like them to be kicked out, tout suite. But there we go. Not that the Conservatives are much better. Are guilty of the same, maybe just not quite to the same degree. So what do you think? Forced choice, Angela Rayner or Wes Streeting? Whom do you prefer? Wes Streeting, the pretty eyebrows. You can tell he's a control freak. His hair never changes length, and so on. So he's a very calculating. Goodness, is he almost like a Labour version of William Hague, an automaton? Always say what's most electorally advantageous. Someone of vaulting ambition, or as I say, he's a bit like a Peter Mandelson figure, deeply disingenuous, egomaniacal, vile. Slime boil, a slime ball, oliginous, a creep.